This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Wednesday.
What?
I think I said, wake up, it's Wednesday, Nick.
What?
Because.
What?
We've got fantastic. Can you hear me, darling?
What?
Put your headphones on.
What?
Put your headphones on, lovely.
They're on, my love. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty happy to be here. I've been here for hours, it seems.
You're happy to be here?
I am. I'd rather be here than anywhere else. Well, not anywhere else. I wouldn't mind being on a beach in the Caribbean, to be honest.
I wouldn't mind being in bed.
Oh, I've left it now. You know, when I'm in bed, I think there is nowhere I'd rather... I'm like a dog. I think there's nowhere I'd rather be. Then I come in here and I think, there's nowhere I'd rather be.
Oh, aren't you just happy to be anywhere?
Yeah, I am. Grateful, to be honest.
27 minutes to seven. Ooh. Bit of Robbie Williams.
Yes. I was there to witness Candice's inner business. She wants the boy.
Joy.
Aloha, everyone. This is Tony Child, waking up for Jillian and Nick.
I've got to go now. I've got to say goodbye.
Joy 94.9.
I ripped a bit of Tony Childs out on the weekend.
Did you? What was the occasion?
No,
huh?
I was just out and about, and surrounded with a few bevvies and a few people. And,
of course, that's the scenario, isn't
that's
it?
That's it. And out she came.
Did she? Did she have a scarf on her head?
No. No.
Yeah, you did it sans scarf. You managed to channel Tony Childs.
Without the scarf.
Do you do any other
balls.
Lines more than that line?
Oh, look, I can go on about Jenny and the pickup truck.
Come on then.
No, I can't do it now.
Oh, you haven't had a bevy and there aren't a few
no,
people around
exactly.
you.
Exactly. There's only you and you've seen it a million times before.
Well, I haven't. And the listeners haven't. So...
It's as much a visual as anything.
Oh, is it really?
Mm.
Okay.
That's not too
We'll
abysmal.
Leave it there then. Well, news of the week. Can you Adam and bloody Eve it all over the fucking paper? Oh, I said ucking. I think I'd get away.
You did. You did. Tomorrow's headline, Jillian banned, 12-month ban from the radio for bringing it into disrepute.
Oh, dons are out. I mean,
they're
care
out.
Factor. I mean, you probably
care,
don't you?
Care, yeah. Yeah,
why
I
do
care.
You care? You don't even like them.
No, I know, but it's a big football story, and you know how I love a big football story.
You do, actually, and it's just, oh, they interrupted our normal viewing last night on the TV.
It's big news. You're in Melbourne. You know, when you're in Melbourne...
I thought there'd been an earthquake.
Well, there has. There has. The AFL has been shaken up, the very ground that the foundation of AFL is built on.
Because somebody shot up some vitamins.
Oh, well, now they don't. Here's the problem, Jill.
Oh.
They don't know what they shot up.
Well, then
could
they should shut
anything.
Up then, shouldn't they, really?
Shoot up or shut up.
Yes, exactly. You're on Joy. Joy!
Joy.
I think they got the wrong number. I was enjoying twerking to that, though. How did you feel about my twerking?
Well, I think you need new underwear.
Charming! The trouble.
Come on, skin-coloured shiny lacquer or underwear or whatever it was.
You didn't like... Obviously, we're talking about Miley Cyrus, and I'm sure she got a good airing as twer yesterday on. So we'll try and cover different ground. But the twerking
Let's twerk
thing,
about it, Joanna.
I am just wondering, is this a Twitter... when did twerking emerge? The history of twerking.
Well, apparently it's been around for some time.
Yeah, I would have thought that, because we're not necessarily going to be the first to catch on, are we?
Well, just because you didn't know.
Oh, you know all about twerking?
Of course I know all about twerking.
Okay, where did it originate?
Brazil.
That sounds about right.
Yes. So
somebody got hold of somebody's G-spring and went, G-spring, G-string, and went, twerk, and it made them stick their bottom out.
Bring.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't
go.
It? And if
That's
you got a Brazilian,
twerk.
It would go right up you.
Exactly, it does. Just right up your spine.
Oh, yeah. And it's probably quite good for you then. I can imagine that sort of aligning you.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's kind of dancer sport physiotherapy twerking.
Yeah, or back's killing me. I need a good twerk.
A good twerk. Bend over.
Yeah, a good twerk will sort you out.
Let me get my rubber gloves on.
Oh, Mrs. Go on then.
Mrs. Cyrus.
I wonder what Billy Ray, head in hand. Can you imagine him now? His achy, breaky heart.
Joy. Hi, this is Ella Hooper, and it's very early for me to be awake, but I'm waking up for you because it's Wake Up, it's Wednesday. You're with Gillian and Nick listening to Joy 94.9.
She's the only
13
one.
13 minutes to 7. Always makes me kind of go a bit squish-squish.
I know, but she's a lovely, lovely woman. Although she hasn't phoned in ages, so I'm dumping
her.
She
never called you.
No. Never mind.
Still waiting.
Yeah, I'm sure she's got me on the list somewhere. But she is the only one up. Listeners, are you not loving us
with
this
Tony,
morning?
Tony Baroni.
047 Joy 949.
On air at joy.org.au.
We are on air. Can you hear us, or are we talking to ourselves? And if we were talking to ourselves, what would we say?
Well, we were just saying. We were talking about cunnilingus.
Oh, that's true. And you were saying, no, we're not even going to say that. Because we can't, unless we said it off air.
Because we what?
Exactly. Nothing to be said. You're with Gillian and Nick.
We love that one. Daddy have fallen for a monster.
And what does Daddy say in return? We haven't heard Daddy's rebuff, have we?
No.
Get out of there now. I don't want to have to come in there and save your ass. From that monster?
No.
Because frankly, I'm a little bit scared.
Oh, then Papa don't preach. See, I'm just responding in
Daddy,
song.
Daddy. Daddy, Daddy. There isn't a song called that, but I...
No, that isn't that Be Good, Be Good?
Daddy be good, no. But Daddy be cool.
Daddy be
Donnie be good. Johnny be good.
Please stop talking to me.
All right.
I don't know what you're saying.
We're on the radio, darling.
Yeah, I know, which means that we shouldn't talk crap.
Mm. Debatable. Big one there.
Joy. Hi, this is Martha Wainwright, and you're listening to Wake Up, It's Wednesday with Nick and Gillian here on Joy 94.9.
Her voice melts me.
Oh, it is rather beautiful. Oh. I think she turned it on for you, Nick. She knew what it would do to you.
Stop it, Jill. Sorry?
I think she did. You know who I put the feelers out for?
Ooh. Who?
Essie Davis. She's one who gets me absolutely raving.
Mad.
Phryne Fisher to you.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Have you not seen Phryne Fisher's Murder Mysteries?
Oh,
or
we've had this
Mystery?
Conversation.
Yeah, and? Whatever.
I love it.
I'm glad. I got this.
Wednesday.
What?
Yes, and our listeners, this is a straight one out to you. Are you up? Are you listening? Get on the text now.
No, Peter, do you know who is listening?
Who is?
Peter Cambridge.
All the way from the UK.
Exactly. And he's listening. He says he loves the sound of Joy while he's pottering around the kitchen.
He potters around the kitchen. That's what they do in the UK. They potter.
Just gone after 10 p.m. over there.
Oh, you're doing well, Peter. Potter.
You're well. Peter Potterer.
We'd like to hear from you, listeners, just because we like that. We like to know that we are not alone, because we're going to give away prizes. And we'll give away a big prize now. We've got lots of listeners, but we'll only give away a titchy little one if we haven't got many. So,
not to undermine them. Now, Gillian.
Yes, darling.
Do you want me to tell me all about what's happening out on the road?
Oh, do I?
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, hang on. We've got some music for it. Go.
Well, that's fantastic, because you know what? We've got some emergency works.
Joy.
Now, she's quite the advocate for the messy relationship, Pink, isn't she?
Yeah, but I mean, she's married this guy. Oh, she's married him twice, and he's in the video. It's a little bit...
Well, you know...
Too soppy for me.
Is it?
Yes.
You're hardcore.
Well, I think when one's single, we can, you know, be a little bit bitter and twisted, resentful, jealous, you know, those sorts of things come to mind.
Bitter than Campari, darling. Why have you shown me this particular webpage?
I haven't, darling. Do not freak out. I've got a news flash for you, and I'm sure that our listeners will be really, really interested.
Quick, Gillian, flash me.
Lisa McCune and Teddy Tahu Rhodes are returning to the stage to play the lead roles in The King and I. Oh, I mean, we've missed them, haven't we? Conjecture about the stars peaked last year when they were photographed together on the streets and park benches of Sydney. They were camping out, were they? Oh, bless them. Not doing well on the stage. They met while starring in Opera Australia's hit production of South Pacific. Don't you remember? They were saying, you know, are they having an affair? And you don't remember, you don't care.
I actually wish I could make the sound of crickets.
No, that's terrible. Do your baby crying.
How's that?
Oh, yes. Well, we don't want to be reminded of that because I believe the English cricketers urinated on the pitch after winning the Ashes. What was that about?
Yes, had a bit of a slash.
Was that because they were saying, that's what we think of you, Australian cricketers?
Yeah, but it was their own pitch, wasn't it?
Well, maybe it's like a lemon tree. It's good
like
for it.
Pee on your own pitch. Blokes? David Hunt?
Shaking his head disdainfully
David
at the idea
Hunt.
Of blokes.
What's the idea with blokes and their territorial pissings?
Oh, look, it's an odd one. And the Cricket Society is a little bit like that. You know, like they're a little bit blokey and...
I thought they were meant to be gentlemen.
Well, that was many years ago. That was probably 100 years ago, 50 years ago.
Right.
These days it's quite a blokey game.
Right. Yeah, Yobbo as well. Yeah, Shane, what's his face?
Yeah.
Shane Hurley. What's his name?
Shirley.
Shirley. Ah, I like it. Yeah, no, I don't. Well, I don't understand why guys feel that they need to wee on everything.
Yeah.
But was it a gesture towards the Australians? Was it?
I think it might have been. Why would you do it on your own pitch?
On your own turf.
Why would you?
Yeah,
pee on your own turf and go up yours.
Well, because they're pissing on their own territory. Hello.
Oh, that's
Makes
true.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
They're saying the Ashes are ours, always will be.
Yes.
I think it's just the amount of money you spend on your sport, to be honest.
Soggy Ashes.
Joy.
Love is a bourgeois concept.
Who says bourgeois
construct,
anymore?
Construct.
I mean, honestly. And Neil Tennant, that singing, does he hold his nose? Like, you started looking depressed as soon as that song came on, Nick. And look at you, you've lightened up now.
Come on. Don't tar me with the depression brush.
Sorry, but you did. You looked really miserable
Kel
all the way through there.
Kel did ask if I was glum.
Oh, David Hunt is coming here with his mouth open, his hands
happy.
On his hips.
He's not happy.
Best song ever.
Well, I think it's difference that makes the world go round, isn't it, David Hunt? That was, of course, the Pet Shop Boys, the PSB, with their 12th studio album, for God's sake. Look, I'm sure they're very popular around about here, listeners.
Good thing. Stick to it.
Milk it.
Go west.
Get as many divas as you can.
Yep.
On you, because they've had Liza Minnelli. They've had Tammy Wynette. They've had
Tammy Wynette.
Yeah. Oh no, that might have been KLF.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
They've had the other one, Dusty Springfield. They had Dusty Springfield. Mm. They've had Jennifer Saunders.
Yes, and
the
and,
other one.
Yeah, Joanna Lumley.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I hate getting old and forgetting stuff like that.
Don't get miserable again.
I'm getting glum. No, I'm not really. Okay.
Johnny Lemon, sorry about that, darling. You know, we didn't mean it. We didn't say that Tony was our most loyal listener, did we? Did we?
I just don't listen to the podcast, yeah.
We're not going most loyal. We're just saying anybody that sends us messages in our good books.
Excellent. All right. So what would we like our listeners to contact us about and let us know about in order to win this triple CD?
Coaster set.
It's a triple set. Ah.
Very good. It is. Well, what we would like to know from you listeners is, what's your favourite Europop song of all time?
What's yours?
Is it Aqua? Is it, well, we'll have to go
was
and have a
Barbie
song.
Barbie Girl?
Yeah. Mm. It could be Nana 99 Luftballons. Let's face it, could be Kraftwerk, or it could be something a lot more trashy.
Like Waterloo?
It could be. Anything that's from Europe, but not the UK. You're going way back.
I'm going way back. Okay.
0427 Joy 949. Pop your member.
Joy.
Love is a battlefield. Now, we were all in here shimmying away there in our Pat Benatars. Can you hear me shimmying?
They are. They're wobbling together, aren't they?
And they're banging together.
That is a that is a battlefield if ever I saw one.
Oh, if only I had some fringing.
Tassels.
Yes, tassels.
Can you move them independently of each other?
Can I? They've got the mind of their own, each
I'd like to see that. How many Facebook likes do we need to get that up there?
Oh, many, many, many.
many.
Many Facebook likes. Now, people are texting us in.
Oh, they are. They're not Johnny nothing Lemon, about the Europop.
No, but you know what? We've upset our listeners.
Oh,
our
on many levels.
Listeners, we have. Johnny Lemon's upset that we've said Tony was our loyal listener because he said, well, I bet Tony doesn't have a tattoo of your names on his arm.
Johnny, I hope you spelt Nick correctly. And other people are not happy that I dared say anything derogatory about the Pet Shop Boys.
No, you can't do that. Like Simon from Frankston says, that's gay sin, Gillian.
It's a sin. Oh, another fabulous Pet Shop Boys number. Brett from St Kilda says, back off, PSB. The whole new album is awesome. P.S. Love you, girls. Kisses.
Aww.
He's having an each way bet. Now, Tony's weighed in because we asked, what's your favourite Europop song? Bow bow, Tony. You can't have Kate Bush. The UK is not Europe. He said bambushka. I think he means babushka, but you know what he's like. He's always texting when he's driving, Tony.
He is. All right. On that note,
Joy 94.9.
Spoken by Nick and Gillian. You're on Joy 94.9. It's time for the news with Andy Kay.
Thank you. Coming up at 8 o'clock.
Don't you wish that everyone spoke quickly like they do at the end of political messages?
No, because we'd have no content by like 20 to 7. And Andy, can I just say, I think that was the best ever red bulletin you've given. There was soul in that. You felt that, didn't you? You felt it.
Yeah. Okay.
And what do you feel Euro trash, Euro pop wise? What does it for you?
Mostly because of the film clip, but I love Around the World by Daft Punk.
Around the world, around.
That's
almost
not how it goes. That's
kind how of does
the
it go
slowed
then?
Slowed down version. Go. Around the world, around. Oh, no, it's not.
No. I think Callum is doing it right out there. Never mind. What we're trying to do, listeners.
Oh, there we go. I had it.
Go on then.
Yeah, no, I had it while you were talking.
Oh, now you've lost it again.
Yeah, just keep going.
Okay, I'll keep going. And you'll do it in the background, like the traffic. Around the world.
Yeah. I sound like a dying
oh,
man.
Come on then, Callum. How's it go?
Go, Cal, go.
Go.
Around the world, around the world.
Around the world, around the world. You do the beat. Around the world.
Around the world. Around the world.
All right, that's your
know what? That's how my dog sounds when he's about to throw up. He does.
I think
you know when they do that? You know when they just kind of walk into
I'm
the
like,
kitchen?
I'm like, outside!
And they look at you and go,
outside! I know, when my dog starts chewing the plant, she's about to. And she sits down. It looks so sweet and so polite, and she does that. And I'm like, I'm trying to get it to the little outside.
Imagine if, like, you know, if you had a partner or something that was not well that walked into the kitchen going, and you go, outside! Get outside!
I do that, don't you?
No.
What, did you just no into partner. My hand? Oh, no, partner. I wonder why.
Ba-boom.
No, okay. What we're doing. Oh, yes, Europop songs. This is not just for fun, Nick. It's to win your triple threat, triple album of the week, Wild Euro, past and present.
Triple set. Mm.
Thank you very much. You know, things like Snap, Wigfield, Venger Boys, all that sort of thing. What we want to know is what your favourite Europop song is. Now, Tom says his amazing. Oh, he reckons this is amazing, cool category. So he obviously likes his Euro trash. He has nominated Modern Talking with Brother Louie.
Okay.
Yeah, you haven't heard of it, I know.
No.
It's European,
could you tell?
0427 Joy 949 or on air.
At joy.org.au. Oh, this sounds a bit Euro.
Yeah, so get those nominations in, please.
It's called American Girl.
I fell in love in a 7-Eleven parking lot.
Joy.
American Girl could not have been any less Euro had I tried.
No, and it didn't inspire our listeners. We want your favourite Euro poppy song.
What's yours, Cal?
Lollipop by Aqua.
Oh,
my love, something, something, Candyman. I don't know the words, but we were listening to
don't
it on
you?
The weekend. It was awesome.
Really?
well, that's a brilliant example. Listeners, you've just got to, you know, you can have your triple Euro album and have your Euro party. All you got to do is text in 0427 Joy 949 and you'll go into the lead. We've only had Tom so far.
Poor Tom.
Oh, no, Tom. Sorry, you could come second behind Tom or go in front of him.
You'd like to be behind Tom. Are you from Finland by any chance?
Very sweet.
I don't get it.
You don't know Tom from Finland?
No.
We're two bloody lesos and we know Tom from Finland.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Who's Tom? Is he nice?
Lovely.
I tell you what, you Google it.
All right. I'll use your Googly.
You
and
Google
you.
It. Maybe at work. Google.
Speaking of Google, you should watch my little video.
I've just watched it.
Yeah?
The rat video that you've posted.
Isn't
on
it gorgeous? They're doing all sorts of cute circus tricks and things. It's adorable.
They're rodents, Cal.
Yes. They're cute little adorable.
They're dirty.
They are, something dirty could not walk across a tightrope.
You've never been to the women's circus, clearly.
It's
okay.
It's true, but
yeah, you should though.
I'm not sure I want to now.
All manner of sights.
Oh my. Oh my.
Have you got something for us?
Yes. All right. Would you like to learn about the slow loris?
In a minute.
All right.
Joy.
It's 8:19, which means it's time for Callum's Critters.
Hello.
Oh, hooray.
Please tell me you're not doing scabby rats.
No, look, you asked for something cute and furry and adorable, which rats are. I discovered in Malaysia, not me personally, my friend's over there, and he's telling me about his day, and he's like, I'm having an amazing time. I fed a baby slow loris, and I had no idea what that was, and I looked it up, and they're the most gorgeous things in the world. There's a video on the Facebook page.
Oh, please let me have a look, Jill.
Would you like me to help you to a look on our Facebook page?
Yes, please.
Here I go. It's happening as we speak.
No, that's the rat thing again.
Please give me a moment.
All right, what's this? All right. What is a slow-it laureate?
They are a very small primate that only weigh around 250, 300 grams. They're very solitary. They're kind of like tiny sloths.
Oh, but they're prettier,
cuter.
Though, I reckon.
They're so much cuter than sloths.
Can I have one of these as a pet?
Only illegally.
Okay.
Yeah. Or in Malaysia, but I think even that's pretty dodgy.
There's Nigella. I'd like her for a pet.
She was just on the ad before the slow loris was to come on. Please continue.
Feed them a rice ball. They curl up into tight balls to sleep at night and they hang from
trees.
Is that
it? Oh, no, that's the rice ball. Sorry. Yep. Don't be confused, listeners.
They're nocturnal and arboreal. They live up in the trees. They have the longest tongue of all primates.
Hello.
I knew you'd start listening then.
Hello.
Yep, I knew that'd grab your attention.
Oh, look at him. He's got beautiful eyes.
They eat all sorts of different things like...
He looks worried.
Bird's eggs and slugs and insects.
He looks like Disney drew him.
Yes.
Doesn't
he? Yeah, he's basically Disney incarnate.
Oh, look at him with his rice ball and his long tongue.
The females spend 6 months pregnant with them. And which is a very long, it's noted that that's
a
very long,
long
gestation period
for a small animal.
For something that you only get 50 grams worth of baby out of.
No wonder it looks so worried.
Surely it's not worth it.
No. I wouldn't think so. Maybe that's why they're endangered. Mm. It's not worth it. The females are like, nah, come on, 6 months and I'm getting nothing bigger than a 50 gram ball of baby.
That's why it's called slow, isn't it?
Actually, they're just called slow because they move slowly. Like the sloth.
His eyes are breaking my heart.
It must be nocturnal with eyes the size like of dinner plates
like
that.
They certainly are. And one weird thing about them is that they are venomous.
Oh, I've gone off him. No, I've totally gone off him.
They are the only venomous primate. They have
on the version of extinction, you say?
They have a venomous patch under their elbows.
What, like a nicotine patch?
Yeah, but venomous. Right. So an unhappy nicotine patch that isn't going to help at all. And what they do is they get the nicotine and they rub it across their teeth before, if they're feeling threatened by by predators. And then they bite them and that's how they get their venom into people.
But I cannot get my elbow in my mouth.
They use
so
their,
how
they
can
use their
I...
fingers, I imagine.
Oh,
rub it
smart,
around.
You see.
They have opposable thumbs. Also, you're not a slow loris. They have different proportions.
I see. Well, they've got massive hands. Look at the size of that.
And the females practice infant parking because they raise their young alone. So they just pop them in their nest, rub them with the venom to keep them safe, and then wander off to get food. So predators come up and they're like, oh, that baby loris could
looks
be poisonous.
Tasty. Oh, they know.
Yeah, they're really unusual, but they're so cute.
It is really cute. And I do like his massive paws.
Wake Up, It's Wednesday is the Facebook page. Get on there and, oh, my God.
Watch him eat rice.
That is ridiculous.
You've got to see this guy. Is he holding a key to someone's house?
He's got a fork in his other hand or something.
They like to hold things and hang from things. They can hang for hours by their feet while they eat with their hands.
Oh, I've come over all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Cal.
Ruin it with the next song. What are you going to play? Oh, do, 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 do. Let's knock on wood. We're going disco bingo.
We are.
Joy.
And we are slow lorist out in here. Oh. We're just loving these
The love. Could you feel the chemicals then?
Yeah.
The warm and fuzzy chemicals flowing just by looking at this little creature with his huge eyes.
He's cute.
Really big hands, eating some rice ball. Go on our Facebook page and you will see what we mean.
People have texted in about their favourite Euro songs, Jill.
Yes, at last. Thank you very much for that. We want to know this. You can win yourself a triple Euro album, and it's not just of present songs, it's past songs as well.
So fun for everyone.
Oh, yes. I'm Blue by the Blue Men, says Daniela.
Yep. Okay.
Well, she's nominating that.
Oh, yeah? I thought she was telling us about how she is.
Oh, that's sweet.
No. Okay, I'm good. That's all right.
Larissa from Footscray says, how about Barbie Girl? Well, how about it?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah. Come on, there's got to be better Euro songs than that. Come on, listeners, crack on with it. And good morning, girls. Nice to have you on in a nice Vicar of Dibley kind of way, says Bolo.
What do you think that means?
No idea. But I like it.
You like it?
I do. I love it.
You're happy with it.
And we've got Disco Bingo. We're promoting that big time because it's going to go off this Saturday.
We certainly are.
We're doing our song
off. Are you going to strap your skates on, Jill?
I don't have any anymore. And it could be a bit of a liability. I wonder if they would have to have that big liability insurance, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
In case I break somebody else's something.
Yeah, you roll over their foot or something.
I'd slam into them doing disco bingo. Because we're going to do our song off today. Uh-huh. We're doing this without a safety net.
Yeah, I know. We're walking that tightrope.
I know. We could be in the women's circus.
We could. Mm.
And what we're doing are disco songs with numbers in them.
Yes, right. And have you got your one?
I've got one.
Yeah, okay.
Have you got your one?
Have I? I sure have. Yeah. I'm feeling mildly confident.
Yeah, because you probably ate that disco. Actually, let's check that out.
Let's do that whilst we listen to this.
What is this?
Beautiful.
Lovely.
No, beautiful.
Oh. Escape and show me
wonders under Joy. Wake up, it's Wednesday.
What?
If you're not awake now, you could be dead. Better check for vital signs, is what I think, at 5 past 8.
Maybe you're having a day off.
What, and you're not awake? Well, they're not hearing this, are they? So.
No, well, that's true.
They might as well be dead. Tell you who's not dead.
Hello, wooers. 5 minutes past 8, 94.9. Nick, Gillian and Brent.
Very far from dead, Brent.
Good morning. Morning.
Brent, you mammal.
You are, aren't you? You're a mammal.
Oh, I hate that.
You don't want to be a middle-aged man in Lycra, do you? You want to be a young man in Lycra.
Yummel.
A yummel. A yummy.
Oh, it keeps me dry. And
does it? Keeps you dry?
Well, sweat wicks the sweat away.
Keep your powder dry.
Oh, the Lycra keeps it
and
dry.
And give me a line.
No. Oh, no, I wouldn't. No. Not at 6 minutes past eight in the morning, Nick.
And how are you two?
Good.
Lovely.
Yes, we are
lovely. Lovely and good.
There's no other way to be.
No. Now, Joy, you have popped in to see us this morning, and I was aware that our podcast...
Yes, talk to us about the podcast.
At least one of us is.
Brent. Because you do our podcast,
do.
Which is, you know, for which we're very grateful, and you're very talented at it.
I get them up and get them up weekly and... Try to cut out all the boring bits, but there's not much to take out. So.
Oh, well said. Yeah, ooh, that was
well saved.
Did you see I got my angry eyes?
I did.
All of a sudden.
Nearly got the death stare.
You don't want that.
You
apparently
don't.
I've got a good one.
You have.
Those killer eyes.
Yeah. It's worse than a Gorgon.
Okay.
Yes.
Here I am thinking I'm getting around with slow loris eyes.
Not when you've got the death stare on. You are a definite Medusa when that's happening. Now, tell us all about the podcast. So that is for our listeners who's thinking, oh, you know, I do love the girls, but I don't want, you know, all this little
but
bit of shit in there.
But I don't want to get up early.
Well, Joy, as you know, are one of the largest podcast creators in the community radio sphere. So
I didn't know that.
Lot of hours up on podcasts.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So if I want to subscribe so that I can actually listen to it, or, you know, or if I were a listener and I wanted to listen to it, what would I do?
Well, I suppose the easiest way is the Joy website, so joy.org.au.
Go to the podcasts.
Go to the programs and you find Wake Up It's Wednesday.
Right.
And then right at the top of the page, you can, I think there's a subscribe button.
Oh.
And you can see all the posts and podcasts that are up.
So you don't have to subscribe to them all?
No, you subscribe to the feed. And then every week, a new one just pops up on you.
But you only just get our... Like, what if you don't want everybody's and you just want ours?
No,
I mean, if you're completely
crazy. You subscribe to our show, to the Wake Up
Ooh,
Wednesday show. Yes,
okay.
And you get that one.
I'm going to give that a go.
You can also do it straight through the podcast app, or, you know, through iTunes on your iPhone or...
You can do anything, can't you?
You can look, you search for Wake Up It's Wednesday and you'll find the lovely Gillian and Nick. And Callum.
And Brent.
And
Andy Kay.
And
David Hunt.
You probably cut Andy Kay out, don't you?
Some of the news, yeah, because you can't have the news in there.
No, because it's not news, is it, by the time we get it?
But he's been contributing to songs and talking about his art recently, so there's lots.
This man knows Wake Up It's Wednesday.
Yeah, doesn't he?
Well, see, I can't even listen to it all live, so I've got to listen to it when I do the podcast and be filled in on all the goss.
But you feel it, though, don't you? You know, you feel when it's happening.
I feel the crazy.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming to see us. Stick around if you like, because we are about to feel some love.
That's a long note.
Well done for holding it.
Now, it's time for our playoff. But before
Disco
we do...
Bingo.
Yeah, just to wrap up the Euro, we've had just a couple more texts of Euros.
Right.
99 Luftballons.
Brilliant.
Hast du es von Scheidekon? In
Le Vesinger. Show off.
99 sick Luftballons.
It's nothing like it. I was making it up.
Oh. Well, I was impressed.
I know. Gloria, Laura Branigan, or Umberto Tozzi Ti Amo.
Oh, God.
All great
Umberto
Euro
Tozzi
songs.
Umberto Tozzi is great for all Euro songs. Thanks, Ange from Reservoir. Aha. Ha ha ha. But we've given it away. We've already given it away.
Oh, and David loves it. David from St Kilda, thank you so much for Ace of Base. We are now weighing in with our own disco bingo songs.
Okay, disco bingo. So we're playing disco songs this morning, Brent, with numbers in the title.
It wasn't easy.
To promote disco bingo on Saturday night, if you haven't got your 10 buck tickets, get on board.
I've got mine, yeah.
You go.
Have you got your flares?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what I'm taking.
Your afro wig.
I don't have any disco clothes. I think I might have to go to emergency op shopping.
Oh, do that. You know, you can always come in your lycra, can't you? Not terribly flared,
though. All right, Jill, I'm playing yours first.
Okay.
Do you want
turn
to intro
it up? Well, this is... There was scant on choice. I would say that mine's probably a little bit more disco than yours, but don't let that affect your voting, listeners.
Unbelievable how you do
just
that.
Just sort of a little slip it in there.
Undercut already. I'm playing it, right? And I'm turning it
okay.
out.
This is Eruption, and it's called One Way Ticket. I know it starts off slow, but hopefully it does erupt reasonably soonish.
One
at 10 minutes past 8 here on Joy 94.9 with Gillian and Nick.
One Way Ticket to losing. It's 14 minutes past 8. Bingo!
Disco!
Bingo!
Disco!
Two fat ladies!
88.
Sorry to bring you down with me.
What did I play? I played Eruption, One Way Ticket, because that really is disco. And it was hard to find it.
That really is disco.
Just to say, we had... What was our category last week, Callum?
Bugger off.
What was our category last week? Can you remember? I was asking Callum.
It's so passé.
What, last week?
Yeah,
so last week.
Come on back, because you guys abandoned us for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, it was a welcome back song. And what was mine, Callum? I forgot myself now. It's All Right, Baby's Coming Back by Eurythmics. And you played...
I'm about what I'm playing today.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, I won that one. I think I won that one.
That's good. You know,
by 5 points?
Let's just, you know, keep mentioning that because I don't think you're going to win today.
I think you're probably right because you're already winning and you haven't even played your song.
Disco bingo at 8:15.
Bingo!
Listeners, this is Crystal Waters.
Get on the Facebook, Wake Up It's Wednesday, and vote for your favourite disco song with a number in it.
Da, da, da. It's 12 past midnight. Don't close your eyes. Your soul's up for life, and I'll be by your side. I've come
Joy.
To
Joy.
19 minutes past 8 here on 94.9.
Callum has voted for you again.
Thanks,
just
Cal.
Go move my car, Cal. That's just ridiculous.
Oh, and mine.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, I know. I'll move yours, darling, and Carol will move mine.
I want to move it, move it.
I want to move it, move it. Now, whichever was your favourite disco song with a number in there, go and vote on Facebook. Wake Up, It's Wednesday. Subscribe to our podcast, because Brent's put up last week's, haven't you? He's nodding. That's nice. Great on radio, isn't it? Nodding. And, get your little podcast thing happening. I've got a little red thing there. And
easy to subscribe to.
Easy to subscribe to. Easy to listen to. Is it easy on the ear?
Of course.
Beautiful. See?
I take out all those awkward pauses.
All that. Oh, awkward pauses.
Right.
Thanks. Give me your, give me your, give me your attention,
baby. Joy. I knew
Bruno
what that meant.
Mars.
He was a bit of a funky dodger, wasn't he?
Was, he is.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah,
that's
he's still
good.
Is. Yes, now speaking of was.
Yes.
Someone's, Joseph from Caulfield South, this is Crystal Waters.
Yes.
And you've spelt it wrong, just to say. It's about three decades too late to be disco. I vote, Gillian, I vote spell check.
Joseph, have you been onto the Facebook page to actually vote? Because that's where your vote counts. Facebook, wake up, it's Wednesday, please, because I think I'm going to be seriously challenged this week. Somebody's gone way back because, you know, we were talking about the Europop songs. Mm-hmm. Well, Belle and Dell have weighed in with the Ketchup song.
What is the Ketchup song?
No idea, but I presume it's Europop-ish.
Okay, good. Now, we've got another prize to give away because we've actually already given away our Europop 3-set CD.
To David from St Kilda, who was...
Triple set?
Who was over the moon.
Triple sec. That's what you make a lot of cocktails with.
Triple sec. Mm. Right, well, now we're giving away a double pass too.
Salt and pepper's here and we're in a fat. Want you to push it back, cooling my day, then at night.
Working up a sweat. Well, they're going to be at Palais Theatre.
I know.
Oh, you're excited. Oh, yeah,
Joy.
I'm Andy Kay. I'll be back with another full news bulletin at 9 o'clock right here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you very much, Andy Kay. Now, I was just listening to those lovely messages from our sponsor there, Jill. And
yes.
I was wondering, have you ever had a frangipani body wrap?
No, but, if anybody was offering, put my hand up right now.
Ooh la la.
You like the sound of that. Mm. What I was actually just thinking, like as we go past, we have, we're talking about a chemical weapons attack in Syria, bubonic plague, but the front of our local newspapers, they've got the real scoop, haven't they? The Dons are out. Somebody, Michael Douglas Hurd, James Hurd, has been banned for a year from coaching AFL. Oh, only the biggest stories here. Whew. Over.
Are you done?
Yeah. Rant over.
What do you think about the football? Andy?
I try not to.
Try not to think about the football. Fair enough. Well, Jill, like I said before, it's Melbourne, it's Victoria, it's the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know...
Opium of the masses football. There we go. Rest my case. Back to much
did
more
you say
important
breast
things.
My case?
I did. And much more important matters. We've got the real scoop here. What can you not eat without salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper!
Crispy skinned lemon pepper salmon.
Yeah, yum.
Marcello says mashed potato with feta, parsley, mint, and lemon always needs a bit of salt and pepper.
Or avocado badly needs salt, badly.
Well, and pepper, I think we have to salt and pepper.
Can I
salt
leave
and
out pepper?
Salt and pepper.
Salt and.
No.
Salt and avocado here.
Tomato on toast.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Shit without salt and pepper.
And you know what else? It has to be homegrown tomatoes. Can't be those store bought rubbish ones.
Have you got homegrown tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, bully for you. But just on the subject, says Linz, I hate it when I cook an amazing meal and people smother it with salt and pepper out of habit. How rude!
You know what? I'm not offended unless if they taste it first, then they put salt and pepper.
They realise it's
then
shit
I'm okay.
And they need to put salt
then
and pepper.
Then I'm okay. But if they actually just salt and pepper before even tasting, and I only say that because I do salt food quite heavily.
You do.
On
and you think, taste
some
that
restaurants
first.
Don't even have salt and pepper on the table. Because they believe that it's seasoned enough.
Yeah, so well, don't you insult us. Yeah.
Well, it's kind
have
of
you ever had pepper on a strawberry?
Have you ever put pepper on your strawberry?
No, I never have.
I felt a bit of chilli down there, though,
haven't
you?
No. Oh, How? Why would you ask? Have you done this?
Yes, I have. It's delicious.
Oh, really?
And you can't have the song Push It without salt and pepper.
Well, that's true.
Brilliant.
That's what we're giving away.
Good. So we are giving away, it's not just for fun, we are giving away tickets to Salt and Pepper at the Palais this November, and they are going to rock it and they're going to push it good, aren't they? 0427.
Real good.
0427.
Joy.
Straight to the Delta.
She's gone straight to the good room in
straight
my books.
Straight to the good room.
Because she is given some grunt, our delts. I still think she should cut her hair off and go goth. I mean, how hot would that be? Oh, it wouldn't be hot for you. Because you like the long hair, don't you?
I like the long hair.
Yes. I think she needs to go a bit tougher. Toughen up, because she's too beautiful. You know what I mean? Just like tips it over. Oh, you know, too perfect, wafty. You know, get rid of the what machine? The fan, and put on the smoke machine. Heavy eyeliner, go the goth. Not that I've been thinking about this.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Delta Goodrum, she just needs to change her image in my book.
Okay, all right, fine. What else have you got?
Happy with that? I have got this. This is good news.
Oh, I like a bit of good news.
At 20 to 9 in the morning.
When I'm feeling glum.
Yeah, you feeling glum?
No, I'm good.
Oh,
tell me some good news, make me feel better.
Donations to charities have risen 11% since January 2010, despite the cost of living being the greatest cause of consumer anxiety. Australia was ranked at the top of the 2012 World Giving Index.
Still it hurts.
We're at the top, ahead of Ireland, Canada, New Zealand and the US, according to NAB's Charitable Giving Index. Australians donate an average of $291 to charities each year. I do more than that.
That's nice of us.
Isn't it? We're lovely.
We are lovely.
So well, that is probably, really good news.
I wonder if we'll continue that if we... and I have to remain impartial, don't I, about elections.
Oh, who wins?
I was going to make a comment on the potential government.
Yes, if we remain that generous. Well, you know, we can only speak for ourselves, and I think we should just give until it hurts, as we like to do on this show.
As we do, and people are...
Well, they're giving too.
Yeah, no, but we're giving away...
Oh, yes.
...a couple of tickets.
Oh, we're giving.
Asking people, what can you not have salt and pepper without? No, I have not really framed that well, have I?
Not terribly.
Can you do it better?
What can you not have without salt and pepper?
Oh, there we go. Thanks. I was close.
You were.
I was a little bit word dyslexic.
We are giving salt and pepper away. Well, for one night only.
Yeah.
At the Palais Theatre, St Kilda.
But you know what I'm a bit sad about? Spinderella's not going to be there.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
Yeah.
No.
But never mind. Not to pull the rug out from under this
awesome
price.
How do you know the Spinderella's not going to be there?
I had a look.
You had a look. Okay.
I had a look.
Great. David from St Kilda. You remember him? He just won the CD.
No, I do remember.
Can't win again.
He's
very happy.
Bit of Ace of Base, yep.
He says you have to have, he has to have salt and pepper on a certain sandwich that you buy from a certain shop.
Oh, from Sandwich Artist.
Yes, because otherwise it's gross, he says.
Mm, true.
Fair enough. Mm. Maybe don't have that sandwich. Go somewhere else. Tony says you have to try fresh pineapple with salt and pepper. It really brings out the sweetness.
Oh, see, I wonder if that's like in line with Andy Kay's...
Pepper on his strawberry. Not a euphemism, I don't think.
Well, but you know that you put like vinegar with strawberries as well.
Do you?
Yes, a bit of... what's that one? What's that one?
You're
that
shaking.
With B? What's the balsamic?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Oh, no, this is happening to me all the time.
Darling,
I'm losing my mind. Jill.
Me too. It's age. Don't worry about it. Christos from St Kilda says he can't.
What's your name? What am I? Where am I? What am I doing here?
Christos from St Kilda says I can't live without salt and pepper on my Walkman.
What?
Not to eat to listen to. Don't forget the shoulder pads either. Bum bum. He's making a joke. Be appreciative. Keep those coming, listeners. 0427.
Joy.
It's 16 minutes to 9, which means we've only got about a quarter of an hour left, or 16 minutes, depending on how precise you really want to be.
Escargot, says somebody.
Escargot? I thought you were going to say Essendon, but you're not into it. Oh, sorry.
Stop it. You're just trying to squeak it in, aren't you?
I'm just trying to see if you could... Did you heard what I said?
Essendon
from the finals.
They come in ninth.
Essendon. Yeah, they have.
What a
come
name.
In ninth. Anyway.
Escargot, says somebody. And this is apropos of our ring-in. It's that you can't have salt and pepper with it. You can't have escargot without salt and pepper.
What's that thing that you do after you ski? Après
ski.
Yep.
Yep, apropos, après-ski. Mm. Nothing to do with each other. Sarah has rung in the old-fashioned way, and she said oxtail soup. Firstly, I never knew anybody drank or ate oxtail soup anymore. But you can't have that without salt and pepper.
No, but you know what? All those sort of awfully, choppity, weirdy, cheeky, taily, hoofy bits are back.
Are they?
People are now whipping
they're
up a
eating
bit of
tripe.
Bone marrow. Big dollop of bone marrow upon your meat.
Oh, just
suck on that.
Yeah, well, it's good for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, do you know what? It tastes okay.
So why are you screwing your nose up then?
Well, because it's the thought of kind of going, oh, you know, like an oxtail soup or or cow tongue.
It's awful. Awful.
And innards.
Anything that's on the inside that should stay on the inside is now on the outside. What about brains? You see, I quite like... Why are we even talking about this?
I don't know.
You started that.
I did. But Sarah, thanks for your oxtail soup.
Nurse James would say...
Nurse James, I want to sit on your shoulders. Just remembering from last week.
Yeah. You have got a good memory.
Thank you.
Some things. Nurse James says, I would say mashed spuds. Yucky without seasoning.
It's true. It's absolutely in heaps and heaps of butter. And you know what else? That cream for cooking.
I'll tell you what, that butter is becoming a bit of a theme for you, isn't it?
I love butter. I do.
You're very excited about that. 0427 Joy 9.
Joy.
Now, I've got good news and bad news. Which do you want?
The bad news followed by the good.
Okay, well, drugs deaths are on the rise.
At Essendon.
Stop it. You're not supposed to mention it.
Sorry.
There's been a surge in accidental and prescription medicine overdoses, and it's overtaken the national road toll for the first time. Road accidents claimed 1,323 lives nationally in 2011, while there were 1,383 people died of drug overdoses.
Now, do you think that this is people who are taking said drugs recreationally, or do you think that it's people who are actually prescribed drugs?
Well, they say that
it's... I asked for a good reason.
Oh, sorry, darling, carry on.
Well, no,
I think you see, I think the lines are blurred because people get
blurred
prescribed.
Blurred lines, bit of Robin Thicke.
Mm.
You need it most.
Well, I think that basically prescription drugs, people are being prescribed drugs, but they're sort of using the, I mean, when does the fun start, you know?
Like, when does it end?
Exactly. I think there are some blurred lines there. But in
blurred
response
lines.
To that,
yep.
Somebody, like Coles or something, are putting a limit on Panadol. I didn't know that people were going to be overdosing on Panadol.
Panadol? They're like bloody Smarties.
Well, this is from a woman who knows, listeners.
Yes, trust me, I know.
All about prescription
drugs. Which is why I asked.
Yeah. Mm. So supermarkets will be banned from selling large packs of the painkiller paracetamol in a crackdown by the Medicine Safety Watchdog. The measure is designed to curb overdoses and adverse events linked to the drug and follows changes to dosing regimens overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so for all of those people that have died for having too many Panadol by mistake...
Give us a call.
0427 Joy 949. Tell us, you know, if you have them with salt and pepper.
Joy.
4 minutes to nine, Gillian.
Well, Jason has said a carb dinner. Mashed potato and chips, pepper on mashies and salt on hot chips. That's for our salt and pepper competition.
Salt and pepper.
And Kay has also said tomato, I think it's unanimous, you can't do tomato on toast without salt and pepper.
You can't. You can't. It's the economy and butter.
But, you know, we have a winner.
Mm, oh, we do. Who is it?
Well, it's Marcello who said mashed avocado with feta, parsley, mint and lemon always needs a bit of salt and pepper.
I feel like going round to Marcello's for brunch.
Do you?
Yes, I quite like the idea of a bit of mashed avocado, feta, parsley, mint and lemon with salt and pepper.
Why don't you go round there on Saturday, the November the 16th, and then you can go with Marcello to salt and pepper.
Fantastic, I will.
Marcello, are you going to take Nick with you? Because you have won your double pass to see Salt and Pepper. And we're in a...
Did you mean sea salt as opposed to rock salt?
Sea salt.
Oh.
You're going to see Salt and Pepper.
See Salt and Pepper here.
Yay.
Gillian, it's time for us to go, my love. Now,
I was just warming up.
No, sorry. Joy listeners, you need to keep listening because this afternoon Chris and SJ are going to be interviewing Robin Nash at around 4 o'clock.
Fantastic. Who's Robin Nash?
Singer.
Oh, English.
I'm told.
No. Brilliant. Fabulous.
And before that, what's happening?
Before that, there's a whole day's worth of programming coming up for you on Joy 94.9. Jump onto our Facebook page and make sure that you vote for Crystal Waters.
We are head-to-head.
We are
head-to-head.
What are we doing?
Toe-to-toe?
No, it's better than head-to-toe.
Neck-to-neck.
Neck and neck. Neck and neck.
Oh, thank you, Cal.
Bendigo. Who's in Bendigo?
And thank you so much to Andy Kay, who's going to read the news again soon.
In a minute.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.